morning, everyone. Thank you so much for coming and being a part of our worship time. We are delighted that you are here. You probably already noticed that we still haven't gotten the glitch out, but we have talked to the experts, and they have told us that we need a different splitter back in the back of our sound booth. And so this was on Monday. I said, well, order it because we need to get this. And they said, all right, we'll order it today. It should be here by Thursday. And their excuse is, well, you know, things just aren't shipping as fast as they once were. And he came about this close to saying it's on a shipping container out in the Pacific Ocean, but we're just not going to go there. So anyway, hopefully next week we'll have that glitch figured out, and we've got the people who are very knowledgeable on it, so that's good news. John Dilliner has an announcement real quick.
Yes, good morning. And this month has gone by quickly. As we're approaching the end of the year, one of the things that comes around here is nominations. Looking to next year and our serving corps, the nominating committee is myself, Joe Rothermel, Kurt Cannon, and Mike Zylstra. And so if there's anybody that you would like for us to consider to serve as elder, deacon, please let us, one of us, know, and we'd gladly take that into consideration. Good day.
We do want your input, so don't be shy. If you just want to send an email or if you want to personally talk to any of the four of us, text us, whatever, just let us know those people that you trust or that you would like to see in leadership here in the congregation. One other real quick announcement before we get into our worship time. Best, I'm going to ask Helen Holly Wiggins to stand, please. Helen Holly have been worshiping with us for quite a while, and they came to me a little while ago, and they said, you know, we like the congregation, we love the people, and we want to become a member of the church. And so, as is our habit, Holly and Hal, I'd like to ask you just a couple of questions. First of all, who do you believe that Jesus is?
He's the one that made us, and he's our Lord and Savior. He's going to get us through.
Yes, that's for sure. Hal, how about you?
He's the person that came in human form down and got crucified to take all of our sins, and he rose the third day.
Yeah, we praise the Lord for those testimonies. And you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you've been immersed into Christ. Just tell us a little bit about that experience.
I was at church camp for the first year, and I was 10 years old in a lake with fish biting on me, and it was amazing.
Praise the Lord.
Hal? Well, actually, you should tell them because you're the one that did it. But you had some people that were here, and I've been trying for 10 years to get baptized. And the Methodist just believed in that. I'll sprinkle some water over your head. I do that in a shower, you know. So it took me 10 years to finally find somebody to get it done.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that. And you have come today because two reasons. One, it's your anniversary, first anniversary. So praise the Lord for that. And second, because you wish to place your membership with the church. Is that correct?
Yes, and I can't think of a better way to start our second year.
Yes, sir. I'd greatly appreciate it if you welcome us in.
And we do. With a right hand of fellowship, we welcome you both into the membership of this congregation. Give them a round of applause. Today is a fifth Sunday. As a fifth Sunday, we usually try to do things a little different in our worship service. Judy, for the last 7 years probably, has taken on the responsibility of planning these fifth Sunday family worship times and just a time to worship in a different form. Today's theme is a theme about walking or stepping with God, walking with God. And so a lot of the things that we see and hear and sing and participate in are going to be centered around that. If you notice the other announcements that are in the bulletin, just please make sure that you read them so that you know what's going on. One other real quick thing. Brenda's Sunday school class after our worship service. Well, let me start over. Okay, after our worship service, we do still have coffee in the fellowship hall. We still don't have any donuts, but we have trick-or-treat candy. So for all of you who donated candy to the trunk-or-treat event yesterday, it was successful. We had about 140 kids that went through. So, and because of your donations, we had lots of candy, plenty to go around. We were able to give two or three pieces to the kids and to some to mom and dads too. So it was a good event. So thank you to all who made it possible. So after our worship service, we invite you back for coffee and little candy treats. Brenda's Sunday school class can go into either Bob's class or to the fellowship hall class because she has another appointment and is not able to teach today. I can't think of any other announcements right now. There might be, but I can't think of any. So let's prepare our minds and shift gears, get ourselves ready to come into the presence of our holy God and worship him and give him the honor that he deserves. And let's do that by standing and reading out of God's word together as we begin this amazing worship service. Please read these words with me. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. Sorry about this. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. We thank you that we can worship you, that we can read your word, that we can walk with you, that you make our paths straight. And even though we have technology glitches and sometimes that becomes a distraction, help us, Lord, to hold on to your hand so that as we walk with you, we know that we are safe and that we are guided well. We thank you, Lord, for each person that has become a part of this congregation and has joined us in membership and who loves the church deeply. And I pray that you would continue to walk with us as we serve your kingdom through this community and the surrounding areas. Lord, as we come into your presence, may we feel the Holy Spirit guide us and direct us. May we know that we are loved deeply. And may this truly be an awesome worship time. Guide us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you want, you can remain standing. We're going to see a video, actually, and it's a song called Sometimes by Step. And we usually sing the chorus, but this also has the words, the verse words. And so if you want to sing along, if you know the words, you can sure try to sing along, but for sure sing when we get to the chorus. I take it some of you didn't know that one.
Psalm 121, verse 3 and 4. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
Lessons, you will notice that we do have several prayer requests that have been brought to our attention. We've tried to make sure that we share those with you, and some of them may need some updating, but let's begin by talking about Ray Weaver's grandson, Tyler Bonner. He had some blood clots removed on Tuesday at Carl Hospital. He is facing another surgery coming up in a little while to remove an extra rib. He's 31 years old, and right now he's doing fine. Please continue to keep Nancy Burkeen in your prayers, Kate Shunk's aunt. She did have a little bit of a setback. Would you like to... Right. And by home, is that still the hotel? Her home, okay. Okay, good, good. That's good news. Please keep the family of Pat Cannon in your prayers, Kurt's stepmom, as they mourn and grieve her death. Jeanette Carroll, an acquaintance of Glenda Case and Barb Watson's cousin, is on life support at Carl Hospital. I haven't received any kind of an update. Have you heard anything, Glenda? No. Okay. It was not looking very good for her, so if you would please keep her in prayer. Christine Clark did visit Barnes Hospital. She is on the liver transplant list, so keep her in prayer. She's still dealing with all of that. Steve Lacine was finally able to have his first IV infusion to deal with his autoimmune disease. He's going to have another one in 2 weeks, and so just keep him in prayer as he goes through this. Connie Prosser is still dealing with her stage 4 pancreatic and liver cancer, and she has been able to visit some family and things, but keep her in prayer. Any update on your son? Okay, all right, so praise the Lord for that. Yeah, continue to keep Brad Mariana Smith's grandson Davin in your prayers as he is recovering from his latest heart surgery and is doing better, and just continue to keep him in your prayer. John Waldrop is at Carl Hospital. It's a struggle for him right now health-wise. They're hoping on Monday to be able to transfer him to Tuscola Care Center if they have room and if they will take him. The hardest part is because he's in a shared room, they won't let anybody visit him. Nobody from the family, not myself, nobody. And so this is very difficult, especially for Shirley. Please keep Shirley in prayer. When I talked to her yesterday, she said that she's in this battle because she wants him to be with the Lord, but she wants him to be with her. And that's a battle that everybody faces when you have someone that you love who would definitely be better off with the Lord, but boy, you still want him around. So keep Shirley in prayer. She's going through that. Brenda Logan's dad, John Wax, any updates, Sarah? Back in the nursing home. Okay. All right. So, right. Okay. So keep John and all of his health issues. I'd also like you to add to the list Ruth Swihart. She's a friend of Kent and Brenda's. She's at the Villas of Hollybrook in Savoy for rehab. And so if you would please keep her in prayer as she is dealing with her health issues. I know that there are others. And, you know, if you want to use the prayer cards that are in the bullet or in the pew in front of you, let us know. We will add those as we can. But let's take a moment and go to our Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are grateful, first of all, that we can be called children of God, that you have allowed us the opportunity to accept you, to believe in you, to be immersed into you, to know, Lord, that you are our God, and Lord, to give you our full service. And so I ask that you would walk with us in this journey that we call life. I pray that you would help us to do all we can to be the best and deepest disciple that we can, being exactly like the rabbi. And Lord, it is with humble hearts that we come to you at this prayer time, knowing that you already understand our needs, knowing that you are capable of handling everything, believing that you will always do what is good and what is best. And Lord, we pray for those who need your healing hand on them because of their physical ailments. We pray for those who are in the hospital, can't see loved ones. I pray, Lord, that you would give them the strength that they need so that they can heal. For those who are awaiting surgeries or those who are awaiting doctor's appointments, those who are maybe facing a surgery, I pray that you would give them the strength and allow them the opportunity to go through those procedures without having too much delay because of the COVID-19. I ask, Lord, for your strength to be with those who are grieving the loss of a loved one. There are many who are in terminal circumstances, and I ask, Lord, that you would walk with them as they minister to their family, as they try to share Jesus, even in their difficult time. Thank you for every opportunity we have to talk to and to love on people through Jesus. And I ask, Lord, that those times, those seeds that are planted will be blessed. And as we come to you, Lord, with our continued ailments, our continued sicknesses, Lord, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray that you would calm our emotions, that you would remind us that you are in charge, that you comfort and you guide and you direct and you heal and you love. And without you guiding our steps, we don't know where to go. And so, Lord, please, please continue to speak in our lives. Help us as we minister to our families, as we share Jesus with one another, so that you may be glorified. And we pray this in your holy name. Amen. As we prepare for our communion time, we're going to sing a medley of songs, all of them hymns, taken out of the hymnal, and so we'll just sing them one right after the other.
Who stepped in, acted on our behalf, that we could be saved. In his name we pray. Amen. That prayer that Mike just offered up was a good example of a certain type of prayer, one that I would call a prayer of intercession. That's based on the word intercede, which means to act on behalf of someone in difficulty or to attempt to reconcile differences. And the basis for that is found many places in the Bible. One of them is in 1 Timothy 2, verse 1, which reads like this. I urge then, first of all, that all petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. So here Paul urges us to give prayers of intercession for others, and there are numerous examples of this in the Bible where people are interceding for others. But the greatest example of intercession, at least in my opinion, is Jesus' work at the cross. Here Jesus comes between us, sinful man, and righteous God, and offers himself as a sacrifice for the sins of mankind. It's intercession followed by reconciliation. As a result, our relationship with God is restored, and we can have salvation. And incidentally, another great prayer of intercession is when Jesus is hanging on the cross and says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Here he's stepping between us and God and asking the Father to forgive people who don't even know that they're sinning. So it's a great example of intercession and forgiveness. A lot of times when we take communion, we think of Christ's intercession for us and his work on the cross in past tense, because it happened years ago, almost like it was a one and done. But that's not entirely true. The Bible tells us that Jesus is eternally available to intercede for us. And we can read that in Hebrews 7:23, but before I read that, I want to give you a little context, because 23 kind of starts in the middle of a conversation where the writer is telling us how human priests fall short. So this is what he says. He says, now there have been many of those priests since death prevented them from continuing in office. But because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them.
Okay, so it's kind of like life. And God promises to walk beside us. He does his part, but we need to make some steps too. We're to be like Christ, to imitate him. It might be easier to imitate a goat because that's all there is to imitate. But with Christ, there's so much to consider as we try to walk in his footsteps and be his light to those we meet each day. Skip people, you can come up. What steps can we take to know him more, to become closer to him, to know what we are to do, what steps he wants us to take? It does not matter at what level you are. If you're a brand new Christian, a mature Christian, we can all still walk closer with our Lord. Remember that even small steps can produce great progress.
Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to the new edition of Mastermind. We have three contestants today who have unusually chosen all the same subject. They will be answering questions on the life of King Satwap. So, if I could have the first contestant, please. And your name?
Esmeralda.
Esmeralda, you now have 15 seconds to answer questions on the life of King Satwap. Starting now. What was King Satwap's first dog called?
Pass.
Okay, which subject did King Satwap achieve a grade A?
How am I supposed to know that?
Well, okay, when did King Satwap last eat fish?
What a ridiculous question. I'm guessing now. Last year?
No, I'm sorry. It was 3 years ago at a banquet with King Harald of Norway. He was so ill afterwards, he vowed he would never eat fish again. Esmeralda, I'm afraid you didn't get any of the questions right. You passed on two. King Satwap's first dog was called Upswat. And he achieved a grade A in physics. May I ask why you chose this subject when you don't seem to know anything about King Satwap?
I thought I did know about him, but obviously not enough. I didn't have a chance to read his book. That was my mistake.
Oh, thank you very much. Our next contestant, please. And your name, sir?
Hi, I'm George.
George, you have 15 seconds to answer questions on the life of King Satwap.
Okay.
Starting now.
Okay.
What was unusual about King Satwap's birth?
He was born on a train traveling at 100 miles an hour.
Ah, that's right. Next question.
Yes.
What is King Satwap's favorite food?
It's more tricky. I have read so much about him, but I've never actually met the guy. Could it be biscuits and gravy?
No.
Stupid.
I'm afraid it's tripe and onions.
Stupid.
So close, sir. And for your next question, what makes King Satwap bad-tempered in the morning?
How am I supposed to know that? I've never spoken to the man. Pass.
George, you have scored 1 point, and you had one pass. What makes King Satwap bad-tempered in the morning is a cockerel next door that starts singing at 5 a.m. I must admit that I'm very surprised that you have never met King Satwap. It might have been a good idea to at least have read his book or chatted with him.
I know, but I thought that reading his book would be enough.
I see.
Sorry.
Thank you, George.
Love you.
I love you, too. Next contestant, please. And your name?
Yaffa.
Yaffa, you have 15 seconds to answer the questions on life of King Satwap, starting right now. Where was King Satwap when his first child was born?
At an evening film premiere. Oh, I remember it well.
All right, correct. What insect is King Sotwop frightened of?
Frightened of? I would say he's phobic of wasps. If one comes anywhere near him, he goes in a total panic, knocking over furniture, shouting.
Oh, right. Thank you. Yes, wasps is the correct answer. And final question. I have to say, this is rather hard. What is King Sotwop's pet hate?
Oh, that's not hard. It's being lied to. He cannot bear it. It puts him in a foul mood for days.
Wow, correct. Well done, Yaffa. You had scored 3 points. I am most impressed. How do you know so much about King Sotwop?
Well, I know him very well, actually. We've been married for the last 20 years.
So Yaffa knows King Sotwop personally. That's how she did so well on our quiz today. Well, next week we will be back on air, same time, same place. Good morning.
Sometimes we think we know God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, but really we have only knowledge of him, like our first two contestants. We need to get personal with God, like the final contestant. By the way, he knows everything about you anyway, so why not open up and get to know him better? Here's a few of a gazillion ways to step closer to God. You probably know these and maybe are practicing them, which is great. The first one is to read his word. If you've not been reading your Bible, start small, maybe just a few verses a day or a few days each week. How about picking up the devotion book, our daily bread that we hand out each quarter? There is a short scripture to read in each day's devotion. There are many different Bible study books in our church library, or listen to the scriptures read to you on a CD, or join a Bible study or Sunday school class. So many options exist. Do you remember the old song, the B-I-B-L-E? Let's sing it. So read his word. Another way is to pray. Psalm 119:133 says, "Direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me." Open it up. Pray anytime. Pray anywhere. Maybe have a full day of conversation with the Lord, like he's right alongside you. In between tasks, stop and chat with him. A long time ago, a student named Luke Johnson said to me, "You know, at 11:11, you're supposed to stop and say a prayer. So if you see it's 11:11 on your clock, you're supposed to stop and say a prayer." Well, with my obsession and personality, I thought, well, if 11:11 is okay, how about 12:12, 1:11, 2:22, 3:33, and so on? Or maybe 1:23, 2:34, 3:45, 4:56. Whatever it takes for you to stop and talk with God. Another way to get closer to God is to listen to God and the Holy Spirit's promptings. Sometimes we hear from the Lord through his word, or while praying and listening for him, or through others who have been sent to speak to us, conversation with others, or maybe through quiet time spent at our home or in the beautiful outdoors. Then act on those promptings you feel. Send that card, make that call, stop to visit, pray with someone, start reading your Bible, go to that study, make that habit change, accept that sin that you have in your life and repent of it. Pray for yourself. Listen, he'll speak and give you direction. And another way, if I can get my page here. I have to write it down. There is one more page. Here we go. Another way is to be grateful and positive. We often spend too much time in the bad lands of negativity, criticism, and worry. Look for the blessings. It has been noted that we can change our negative thoughts and behaviors by looking for and acknowledging the good things in life. Maybe you could start a blessing book and write down at least 3 things each day that were good, positive, or a blessing to you. Scripture says to think on those good things.
In our hymnals that we have set back on the back pew for a while, there is a prayer that is printed, and we would like for all of you to pray this prayer, a prayer for strength that was written by Richard Langford. And first paragraph, everybody is going to say. The second one, men will be asked to say those words. The third one, the women will speak, and then everybody will be completing the prayer. But let this be a prayer not only just for strength mentally, but also so that we can continue to walk with our Lord. Please join me in this prayer. O God, you have given us life through your Son, Jesus Christ. You have given us the security of faith in a world that longs for something on which to rely. We thank you for your gifts to us. Teach us to stand for your kingdom. Teach us to stand strong for your kingdom, to be free in this world in order to be Christ's men and women. Help us to know give us enough tests to make us strong, enough vision and endurance to follow your way, enough patience to persist when the going is difficult, enough of reality to know our weaknesses, and enough humility to know these gifts come from you. Go before us and prepare the way. Walk behind us to be our protection, and walk beside us to be our companion through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. At this time, we're going to close this worship service with a word of prayer, and then we will finish by singing the chorus of Step by Step. Would you please close this time with me? Heavenly Father, it is humbling to know that we can't walk this path called life alone. We are so independent as human beings. We think we've got it all figured out. We've got our families and we've got our jobs and we've got our investments and our securities. We have our understandings, our belief systems. But sometimes we forget, Lord, that you have asked us just to completely rely on you. And that is hard. So we ask, Lord, that you would walk with us as we humble ourselves and become your children. For that is what we are. You are our Father, you are our parent, and we are your kids. And so, Lord, help us not to be independent children, rebellious children, or children that disrespect their father. But help us to look into your eyes and see the love that you have for us, to know that you have our best interest at heart, to know that you know way more than we will ever know, and to believe and to trust in you. May our steps and our paths align with who you are so that we will walk properly. Guide us, Lord. Keep us faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.